And with respect to this, yani, this matter as to who are those who are prohibited. And those who are prohibited forever are three types. Those who are forbidden by way of lineage, by way of lineage. And there are seven that are mentioned in this verse, which the brother asked about, 4:23. They are حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ, your mothers, وَبَنَاتُكُمْ, your daughters, وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ, your sisters, وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ, your father's sisters, وَخَالَاتُكُمْ, your mother's sisters, وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِ, your brother's daughter or daughters, وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ, your sister's daughters, Now, with respect to the daughters, this includes their lions and the daughters of their sons and the daughters of their daughters, even if they go down in terms of offspring. These are by way of lineage. And by way of suckling, they are the same like those of lineage. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, يَحْرُمُ مِنَ الرَّضَاعِ مَا يَحْرُمُ مِنَ النَّسَبِ, which means all that is forbidden by way of lineage, then breastfeeding or suckling makes forbidden the same. Then you have the second or third category, المحرمات بالصهر بالمصاهر, those who are forbidden by way of marriage. And this includes زوجات الآباء والأجداد وإن علوا, زوجات الآباء, the wives of the fathers or the grandfathers as they go up. And the evidence for this is, so the evidence for this is, وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, as in 4:22. وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, and marry not women whom your fathers married, except what has already passed. So whenever a person makes a contract on a woman, then she becomes unlawful to be married to his sons and his sons' sons and the sons of his daughters and their descendants from the sons, whether he commensate or consummate the marriage with her or not. And also it is forbidden under this category, زوجات الأبناء وإن نزلوا, the wives of the sons' wives, even as they are or as they descend, descendants from the sons. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, the same verse, 4:23. وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم, and the wives of your sons who spring from your own loins. So, whenever a person makes a contract with a woman, a marriage contract, she becomes haram for his father and for his grandfather as they go up. Whether from the side of the father or the side of the mother. As soon as the contract is made, even though there is no consummation of the marriage. The third is the mother, the wife's mother, and her grandmothers as they go up. Because Allah said, وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ, the same verse. And the mothers of your wives. So whenever a person makes a contract on a woman to getting married, then her mother and her grandmothers become haram upon the husband by way of contract. Even though he may not consummate the marriage. And this includes the wife's mothers from the side of the father and from the side of the mother. Also under this is banatu zawja, the daughters of the wife's daughters, and banatu abnaiha, the daughters of her sons, وَبَنَاتُ بَنَاتِهَا, and the daughters of her daughters, and their descendants from the daughters. These are known as الرَّبَائِب. These are known as الرَّبَائِب. However, this only applies with the consummation of the marriage. So therefore, if separation occurs before the consummation, then these daughters mentioned earlier are not haram for him to get married to. Then the last category, those forbidden for a limited time. This is what is meant by temporal. And there are of several subcategories, including أُخْتُ الزَّوْجَة, the wife's sister, مُعَمَّتُهَا, and her aunt, وَخَالَتُهَا, her maternal and paternal aunts, until this is forbidden for him as long as he is married to the wife. But if this marriage ceases due to death of the wife or separation in life and her iddah, waiting period, is over, then in this case they become lawful for him. Also included under this category is what is known as al-mu'taddatu lil-ghayr, a woman in idda for another husband. Then it is not lawful to marry until her idda from the first husband is finished. Also, it is not permissible for him to get engaged with her if she is still in her iddah, until her iddah is over. Also included in this is the woman in a state of ihram in hajj or umrah, temporal. Included in this is a woman in a state of ihram, in Hajj or Umrah, then it's forbidden to have a contract with her until she leaves her state of ihram. As to a woman in a state of menses, the menses does not preclude the permissibility to conduct a contract with her, however, no consummation of the marriage until she becomes pure and makes ghusl. This is the summary of the major categories. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyya Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.